September 21st, Monday. What are you being deceived by? First, don't be deceived by yourself. You usually deceive yourself by looking at your weakened state and failures. Although you are weak, realize that you are a child of God, so don't fall into deceptions. Second, don't be deceived by the environment. Poverty has the ability to influence its surroundings. Therefore, people will do whatever it takes to become wealthy. That's why you must firmly hold on to the value of the gospel and not be deceived by Satan's temptations. Third, don't be deceived by problems. Are you facing a problem or a crisis? Instead of being deceived, just wait. By doing so, you can confirm that it's actually a blessed opportunity for God to carry out His works. Fourth, don't be deceived by worries of the future. If you become anxious or insecure about your future and how you live, you'll become vulnerable to deception. Just keep in mind that God has prepared a clear plan for you. Anyone whom you forgive, I also forgive. Indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, has been for your sake in the presence of Christ, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Go to the place where nobody can go. Acts chapter 8, verse 7 and 8. For unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. The people of the world are trapped in disasters and confusion. As a result, they have given up and have become discouraged because of increasing illnesses and disputes. God has called you to save these fields where nobody else can go. As a remnant, are you going toward this covenant journey? Number one, the nation of Israel and the church that belong to Satan and ideologies. Deceived by Satan, the Israelites fell into the ideologies of monotheism, narrow-minded nationalism, religious legalism that wasn't the gospel, institutions and traditions. Also, Israel was forcibly divided by surrounding powerful nations. As a result, it became a nation of mixed races, idolatry, and even its ideologies were changed. Israel and the church became a hopeless land of destruction where nobody could go or save. Number two, go to the place where nobody else can go. There are many places where nobody can go, and places where the gospel has never been correctly relayed. Evangelist Philip preached the gospel in the field of Samaria, where nobody could go. Eventually, the people of Samaria possessed spiritual evidences of being liberated from spiritual illnesses and were healed of physical illnesses as well. No matter how curse-laden or destruction-filled a field is, God works when the gospel is relayed and gives answers of great joy. Even today, God continues to fulfill His word. In fields of absolute impossibility, God showed evidences of absolute possibility. Wherever they go, remnants who possess the covenant will become models who testify the path of the gospel in fields where nobody else can go. Dear God, may I become the main figure of the covenant journey who relays the path of the gospel in fields where nobody can go. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.